Sean, that's a tough night for you, isn't it? How are you summing up?
Well, it was, we were miles off our performance level. You can't do that in the Premier League. We started slowly. I mean, they get a little fortunate break in the first goal, but we started, you know, we played in front of them constantly. We never really affected them with anything, with any purpose. The really frustrating thing as a manager and for my coaches is we obviously did, you know, Tony never hides what his teams do, and we made our team aware of that, and they did it very well, and we didn't offer enough to affect it, if I'm honest. It was more the performance. You know, the results can be hard to get in the Premier League, but the performance in the first half particularly was nowhere near what we were expecting from our team, home or away, but particularly away, because we know we've got to change that form around.
Performance-wise, probably not seen something like that since 2 years ago here.
I know, yeah. Well, that's... I mean, it's an unfortunate thing for me. I'm not superstitious at all, more or less, but I broke my leg here as a 17-year-old when I was at Nottingham Forest, and it nearly cost me my career. Thankfully, it didn't, and I'm standing here today as a Burnley manager in the Premier League, but I've never won since. Yeah. It's one of those strange things, and that can't affect the result, but I mean, even my psychology, deep down, I'm thinking, surely I'm due one, surely I'm due something from this place, but unfortunately not.
It was so unlike one of your sides tonight, wasn't it?
No, absolutely, particularly the first half, a little bit better second half, but first half, miles off, and you know, we look at all the different things, you know, international breaks, you look at the away form, we look at the energy. They go. I must say, they've been absolutely terrific in training this week. Absolutely terrific. It's just one of them strange things. You know, I spoke to the group and leading into the game said, you're right on top of your performances in training, let's take that into the game. And we didn't. As soon as the whistle blowed, it's one of them strange, that weird thing when you can always sense it. Well, like me as manager, because I know my own team, and I thought really early in the game, this just doesn't look like us. There's not enough energy, there's not enough spark, there's not enough fight, actually. And we were outgunned on every level, more or less. You know, I thought, they are a very physical side anyway, size-wise. But they were fully deserving of everything they got tonight, and we simply weren't.
What do you do now? Put it to bed?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, we have to make sense of it. I spoke to the players quickly there. Didn't really have a go at them, more asked them, you know, what their thoughts were, because that's important that we learn and we get the players ready to move forward.
You can count on one hand, can't you, though, really? The last two
Yeah. I mean, well, that's why, you know, sometimes you'd have to park it. We've parked one this season, and that was down at Southampton. They were good, we were not. And tonight we have to park that one. And it's rare over my 4 years I've had to park too many. And mainly even today, it was the first half. The damage was done in the first half. And we've definitely got to learn from that.